episode in a long time. And I'm sitting with my dear friend Jackie at Molinari's. So for those who are listening for the first time, this is Meet Me for Coffee, and I meet friends for coffee. And we just chit-chat about whatever. And the point is, go visit a local coffee shop, support your local businesses, and meet friend that you haven't talked to in a while, or just want to catch up, or a new friend. I met some new friends, and I just like put them on. They're like, "What are you doing, Umal? You're on my podcast." Whatever. But and the point mainly is because we need to put away our devices and just chit chat. So we have no devices on us except my recording. Say hi, Jackie.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Sleepy, but waking up.
I know, you have a lot going on.
I know, and I don't drink coffee, which is like the
yogurt.
Thing that I have yogurt and some granola and some water.
So. Tea?
Not really. If I have to, I'll drink it, but it's just too...
And you didn't have... Okay, everyone, so in case you don't know, Mexico versus Brazil is in the background, so yeah. Hopefully we can overcome the shouting of... Uh-huh. Rick in the background. So, Jackie and I have been friends for a while.
8 years?
Since our kiddos were...
little. Babies.
Six months.
Yeah.
1 year. Whatever. Mm-hmm. A while. And then, yeah, we've just been friends. She has 4 kiddos. I have 2.
Yep.
Me and Penelope are... No, Mia and Pearl.
Mia and Pearl are 9. Henry and Penelope, my 4th one, are 5.
I know.
Crazy. 5.
I keep telling everyone that Penelope and Henry were like womb friends.
They were donut friends. Yes. Bonded by donuts in the womb.
They said, "Hey, Penelope, you want donuts?" Yes! Except we didn't know what their names were.
I know.
And I didn't know what
didn't
I was
know
having.
His gender was, yeah.
I know we were talking to, I was talking to Spot the other day. I'm like, "Do you remember our names for our babies when they were in my stomach?" And he's like, "Pearl was Hermie."
Oh.
For her or him.
Okay. Hermie. You guys are so funny with your names of naming random objects.
And Henry was Lumpy. Not for her or him or gender reveal, but because I felt very lumpy. The entire time.
Probably the donuts.
The entire time, as soon as like I realized I was throwing up a lot and I was looking, I'm like, "Oh, I just feel so lumpy, lumpy."
Yeah.
That was...
We were going through a box of stuff the other day and I found like list of names that I was going to name the kids.
Oh, my word.
And so there's just this list of just random names that we were considering for them. And
it wouldn't have fit.
Yeah, and some of them, like, their names. Like, I found a box that had the list when we were pregnant with McKenna of all the names. And, like, I had McKenna on the list, and then it was, like, crossed out.
And it was a name?
And that was the name that we had ended up choosing for her. Yeah.
The name was crossed out, but when she came out...
Somehow, along the way, we ended up picking McKenna, even though we had crossed it off of our list.
So funny.
I don't know.
I'm going to fix your thing, because I know Scott's going to kill me later. Isn't it closer? He listens to this podcast. Thanks, sweets. I'm going to just put it like this, closer to your face. Because I think when I interviewed Mario a while ago, it was, it's like, wasn't it near him? All? Yeah, kind of.
Kind of like muffled or something?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. But, okay, I mainly want to talk about Mexico.
Okay.
Actually, we'll go way back. Testimony, how did you come to know the Lord?
Oh, you're going way back.
Yeah.
So my Grammy... My mom's mom and my mom were raised Seventh-day Adventist. And so from as a little girl, I was put in Seventh-day Adventist private school, so I feel like I always knew the Lord.
Right.
And or knew about the Lord. And at what point I accepted the Lord as my own Savior, I don't know. But it was from a little girl. I would pray, I would ask the Lord things, and cry out to Him even as a little girl. So I don't have that one moment, but just grew in the Lord through private schools and, you know, did my own thing in high school and early college, and then just the Lord just really pursued me, though, and I just could not
get away.
I just couldn't get away, and I just, the thing, you know, if I was sinning and like right and wrong, and the Lord just really, the Holy Spirit just really pursued me through that, and I just couldn't do it. So yeah, before Aaron and I were married, I was 21 when we were married, so probably when I was about like 19, just really felt like that conviction of the Holy Spirit just to get right with the Lord again, and so we did.
So Aaron, your husband, met him lifeguarding, he was a lifeguard.
He was a lifeguard at the Yountville pool, and I was just visiting. We both lived in Yountville, and I was 17. He was 18. He had just graduated from high school. So
you guys got married when?
When we were 21. So we dated for 4 years before we got married.
And he did not know the Lord.
He did not know the Lord at all. He had never been to church or anything, really. And so that was kind of a requirement of mine and my parents.
Right.
So he went on a men's retreat and accepted the Lord at a men's retreat with Cornerstone, and he didn't really know for a long time what that meant, but he just really grew in the Lord and saw the Lord doing things in my life and other people's life, and just really came to an understanding of what it meant to be
saved. Were you going to Cornerstone that whole time?
So we went to Cornerstone when we were dating. We did premarital counseling with Pastor Vince.
Uh-huh.
And
you did.
We did. In fact,
what do you guys talk about?
All kinds of things. I remember like talking about how many kids we wanted and just all the expectations of, you know, how often you expected to have sex during your marriage.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
Talk about sex with Pastor Vince.
You can edit that part out if you want.
No, I think that's so great.
Yeah, just all kinds of things we talked about. And, you know, we were like 20. I was 20 and Aaron was 21. So we didn't know, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I remember wanting a big family, and Aaron was like, one or two kids is fine. And
family of six now.
Four kids.
So funny.
I know.
Pastor Vince, so how long was your premarital counseling?
We got engaged in February and were married in July. So
6 months. Is that right? February?
4 months, maybe? Five months? My mom was a event planner, so it was no trouble to
do it.
To do it quickly. So, I don't know, a couple months, maybe?
Oh, I just burped. So. I hope no one heard that. our premarital counseling, like, got proposed in December. Or like, we want to get married in March, like in 3 months, just get it done. But my lovely, and I really love him, brother-in-law said, no, you have to wait 6 months.
Oh, he made you wait 6 months?
Yeah, like.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, because we wanted to have sex.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. 3 months. Let's go.
Let's go. Just kidding. But really, why wait, right?
I don't know.
If you already know you're going to marry this dude.
Yep.
And it's like, he loves the Lord, I love the Lord, so why not?
We love each other, and we want to have sex, so we've got to get married.
Exactly. We've got to get married. I mean, we weren't like the purest people, but it was,
trying to do it right.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. But he made us wait, and we're all like, fine. Especially because he, Dave, was the one who married us, mm-hmm. and we were his first.
Oh.
couple that he married. Mm-hmm. And then it was fun because then right after that, our friends, just Lauren and Dustin, they got married a month later, and Dave married them. So we were our first two, and we were all in his college and career group. So yeah, it was like that year, he was like, whoa. But now he's like an expert marrying person, pastor guy. But yeah, and we had to meet. So our premarital counseling was meeting four couples at different stages of marriage.
Yeah.
And to listen to Brian Broderson's marriage tapes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we never listened to his tapes.
You didn't?
Maybe we listened to the first one.
Yeah.
First CD. Like, okay, no.
Yeah. But I think we had to read a book, The Act of Marriage.
Oh, is that?
I think it's by
Dobson?
No, I think it's by Tim and Beverly
LeMay. Oh, yeah. We were given that too to read.
Yep.
We didn't.
I don't think we read it all either. I still have it though.
We do too.
Every once in a while you need to reference something.
I'm like, what if I tried reading it.
Yeah.
My heart was on in it. I like. Yeah, no.
No.
So we met with four different couples at different stages, newly married, like within the past couple years. Mm-hmm. Married for a long time, 20 plus years, mid-range marriage, and then our pastor and
like
his wife.
Idea.
So the first newly married couple, what did they say? I remember taking away no TVs in your room.
Oh, that's a good one.
So we never had TVs. Dave and Mel, I don't remember what they told us. It's a good thing we're related to them.
I can tell you later.
I know. And then the third couple was the assistant pastor and his wife. And she was a big homeschooler. And he was like this super science guy, like discovered new drugs and everything in San Diego. Super smart. But their thing was prayer and communication. It has to be open. And you know what my pastor and his wife told us?
What?
I don't even know why we're having this. I know you two are meant to be, so let's just have dinner. Like, seriously, I'm going, thanks.
No advice.
No.
Just cut to the chase and eat the food.
I know, but Pastor Vince talked about sex. That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was cleaning boxes out, I found some of our, like, premarital, like, we had to go through, like, paperwork. And,
right.
Like, read the questions and answer the questions.
Oh, yeah. I totally thought that's what it was going to be like for us, and it wasn't. It was kind of like, when do you want to have dinner?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So, you started going to Vin's premarital, you guys, but you guys weren't going to Cornerstone?
No, we were going to Cornerstone. Oh. Yeah, we were going to Cornerstone at that time, but after we got married, I think maybe like a year later, we moved up to Lake County, and so then that's when we stopped going to Cornerstone because we were too far away. We didn't want to commute down for church, so so we weren't at Cornerstone for a few years. And then we moved back down to Napa. We moved back to actually Neontville. And then we started going back to Cornerstone. I don't know, I think McKenna was like three, maybe? No, she couldn't have been three because Mia was like 6 months.
So it must have been when we started going to church.
Probably, yeah. Because I
moved
think
up.
You and the Scots all kind of started.
We did?
All at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Our church has been different.
Yeah. So we've been back at Cornerstone for
9 years.
8, 9 years? Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think it was because I think we came back in July.
And you went to school at PUC or did you go somewhere else for college?
For college, I went to PUC. Yeah, I got my teaching credential from PUC.
And then did Aaron do the sheriff thing while you were in school?
Aaron had already, by the time we got married, he was already working for the sheriff's department. He had gone through the police academy at the college and had gotten his 2-year criminal justice degree, uh-huh. and then went to the police academy. And then he was working by the time we got married. And then I think when Mia was, shortly after Mia was born, he...
Is that why you guys were in Lake County? Because of his job? Or because...
No, we were in Lake County because we could buy a house up there. So...
Man, has that always been your dream to own a home?
Probably. I think that when I was younger, I found a lot of security and... We didn't have a lot of security or stability when I was a little girl growing up. So I thought that, like, the ideal yeah. thing was to make a lot of money and own a home and have a job that...
I never wanted to own a home.
No?
I don't think so. And the only reason I thought about owning something was because I knew it was a good investment. And that wow. was the only reason.
Yeah. I thought it was going to mean, like, stability and happiness.
Like, I could have I was thinking the other night, oh, I could have, like, bought a condo or something in San Diego. But I just never did because it wasn't, like, a huge...
priority.
No, I'm yeah. like, I'm living rent. Someone else take care of me and my stuff. And it wasn't until, like, I married Scott and we lived up here and we were trying to decide what to do with life and... Because let's just buy a home here. I'm like, why? Because I don't know. Because this might be where the Lord wants us. And it'll be a good investment. Worst case scenario, we make some money. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. But that's like, but for him, it's like owning a home was a goal.
Yeah.
In life, you know. And it's through his upbringing that his father is like, you need to own a home.
Right.
Don't waste your money on rent.
Yeah.
You know, invest in this. And I'm like...
How long have you guys owned your home? Mm-hmm. I remember when you moved in. How long have you lived there?
5.5, 6 years. It'll be 6 years in March.
Wow.
Because I was, when we moved in and had our housewarming, we announced I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. On Scott's birthday, I think. I'm like... And I think I've known for a while. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm pregnant. With Henry. I'm like, why am I throwing up so much? Anyway.
Owning a home, 2 kids.
I know. What the heck that was. Pretty. And I had ran like 3 half marathons that year. So I thought I was just training too much or something. I'm like, so you guys moved back here. And then... Just mom and hubs, and now you guys are going to Mexico.
No, yep, now we're moving to Mexico in 10 days. Yeah, well, we're leaving in 10 days. We won't be to Mexico until the end of August.
I know, well, you're leaving Napa.
We're leaving Napa in 10 days, yeah.
But you guys have lived in this area forever. No, didn't you go up to... Washington or Oregon for a while?
I moved to Oregon for a year. I had some family that lived up there. So, yeah, after, I think I was like 18, and I just moved up there for a year. Went to school for a little bit and then moved back down.
Do you still have family up there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you going to go see them?
I don't know. I'm going to go see some family up there, yeah.
On your way.
That's going to be our first step is see some family, then head up to Portland. Yeah. I was going to tell you.
So I know part of your story was that first it was McKenna who wanted to go to Mexico. So Aaron went with her.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 3 years ago? 4 years.
4 years ago. Yeah, when McKenna was in third grade, Aaron and her went on their very first mission trip. She must have been 8. Yeah, she was 8 years old. And then... So they went on a mission trip, they came home a week later, and that was it. They were both, like, forever changed, and I remember Aaron coming home and, like, just tears in his eyes after he came home, and they just had such a great time, and they've gone back every year, and just looked in the orphanages and in the community.
And then me and... joined them.
Then the following year, Mia joined them. I think she was in first grade. She was 6 years old,
first
maybe.
Grade?
Yeah, she was in first grade.
She was in first grade?
Yeah, I learned because she was in first grade.
That's crazy.
I know. And then the two, yeah, so then for the next 2 years, both big girls went and I stayed home. The little two kids were just too little to go.
Yeah.
And then.
And you guys went last year?
Last year, for the first time, all six of us went. And then we went in April. We went for a spring break trip. And then the Lord was just really pulling on our hearts. And we went back for the month during the summer. Spent a month down there just serving and living there. And
how did you get hooked up to the language school when you were there for a month in
Vescaino? So
where were you down there?
We were Rosarito? In Rosarito, well, south of Rosarito, but no, the language school, so we went in April, we went for a month during the summer, and then we went in December 2017, mm-hmm. and we met with the pastor, because on one of our trips down there, the pastor from Calvary Chapel Rosarito said, if you guys keep coming down here and you feel called to missions, you know, let's get together next time you come down.
Uh-huh.
Well, we started to feel pretty called to go down there. So we just sent him a message saying, hey, we're going to be down in December. Can we just meet with you and just right. talk? And we didn't have any idea what we were doing. We didn't have any expectations. And so we met with him and his wife and just talked about what life is like down there
yeah.
and, you know, if we wanted to come on staff down there as missionaries. And I had asked a question and he said, will we just kind of pick up the language? And they both said, no, you really have to kind of work at it. And then they both kind of, somebody said, it's kind of a last minute thought, oh, I think somebody from our church like went to a language school for a year,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have any more information about it. But whenever they said that, it like really just struck Aaron and I, and we just got back in the car after that, and we knew that was the right thing to do. So we really started researching language immersion schools, and there's, especially with the biblical focus.
Right.
Not, I mean, there's other language schools that don't have a biblical focus, but so this one in Oaxaca came up, and it's the one that somebody from their church had gone to, and we ended up getting connected with some other missionaries that had gone to the same
Crazy.
One. And there was also one in Costa Rica that we were really considering, but the Lord just led us to this one in Oaxaca.
Costa Rica is really nice.
It is, but it's also really expensive, and they're very, it's a well-developed Latin American country.
Mm-hmm.
Not as poverty-stricken as the rest of them. And
yeah.
They have a good...
It's I think Costa Rica is one of those that seems like that, but... When you go up to the mountains.
Yeah, I know there's still poverty there. I think it was like the 20s or 40s or something like that, they instituted like a literacy program.
Right.
And that like made all the difference for their country.
Economy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really promoted literacy and education.
So, language school. I know, I remember you guys got back and I'm like, wait, why are you selling your house? What?
Well, we had sold the house. Well, before we went in
oh,
the
yeah.
summer, before we went in the summer, Aaron kind of like felt this prompting from the Lord that maybe we were supposed to sell our house. And
right.
like, well, no. And we kind of prayed about it. It was just not the right time or whatever. But after we came back from the summer and then starting into the fall, Aaron got that same prompting again
uh-huh.
in about September. I think we're supposed to sell the house. And so we really prayed about it and kind of felt like that's where the Lord was leading. And then the fires happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I had that 2 weeks off of school. And so it really gave me time to like, get the house prepared if we were going to sell it. And so we kind of just took that step of faith and put the house on the market.
So that's been neat to watch you guys do that. It's like crazy. I sit there going... First, you sold your house.
Yeah.
For more, right? Than
yeah.
you sold for, asked for?
Yeah, we sold it. We had 9 offers, like, within 5 days.
Yeah.
And the offer that we, one of the offers included 6 months of free rent. So
unheard of, everyone.
Unheard of, yeah. So our real estate agent was totally blown away. He's like, I've never seen this before. So that was nice. So we ended up selling the house. In December it closed, and we've been able to live there rent-free till July 12th. Saving that money, yeah.
Saving. What verse have you guys clung to?
What
verse? Like, is there like a verse that the Lord just says?
There's several verses the Lord has given us. One, the verse the Lord gave me before, when this first all started happening, was out of Hebrews.
Uh-huh.
And it said, by faith, when Moses was of age, he left the palace. And I didn't know what that meant for a few weeks. I just knew that the Lord was really speaking that verse to me. And now I've come to know what it means.
Yeah.
That, you know, Moses left the palace. He wanted to be with God's people. And, the Lord's really called us to leave the palace and leave all that we know and the, the ease of the American life. And he's called us to leave that behind and go and follow him, and asked us to sell all we have. And he's used verses like, if you don't leave mother, brother, sister, house for my sake, you cannot be my disciples. And so a lot of those verses.
That is, I always think it's amazing when missionaries are being called, because it could just be for a season, whether your season's 1 year, 5 years, 20 years.
Yeah, we don't know. Lord hasn't told us anything beyond we're going to the language school. So this could be 10 months. This could be the rest of our lives.
And then your time is to leave Napa soon. What do you think is going to be the hardest that you just keep giving to the Lord? Like, Lord, take it.
Are you trying to make me cry?
No. No, but, you know, it's kind of like, I can't even look at you. But
why would you ask me that question?
So I know what to pray for.
Yeah. The hardest now will be to say goodbye.
Yeah.
That will be the hardest. I don't know what will be the hardest coming down the road.
Yeah, I think, I try to put myself in your guys' shoes, and I think leaving San Diego for, like, living there for so long, it was the filming, like, being just familiar with everything, you know? Being, like, I mean, we have Trader Joe's here and Whole Foods here, and, like, San Diego and Napa are basically the same thing, but for me, it was, like, leaving. Like, this is my home. This is where I grew up. This is where my heart is.
Yeah.
And then to follow the Lord and say, okay, you told my husband this is where we're going, so we're going.
Yeah.
And we get here, and then I think about you guys. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you guys have been here all your life.
Yeah. That will
God is so good.
He is so good, and he's been so faithful, and he's been so good to just remind us that there'll be blessing on the other side of this. And it will be hard. He's also been very good to warn us that it will be very hard. So, and even leading up to it, he's been very clear. It's going to get harder. And so, we're just...
What did Bill said something yesterday is like... Just brought it up right now that... that I would rather be in the storm with Jesus, away from everything and our fears, than being in a world where you're comfortable or just to take away the storm.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Bill's sermon yesterday was so good. We actually listened to it twice. Last night we came home and put it back on because it was just really the encouragement that we needed. That, you know, we're in the middle of the lake and it's a storm, but to go back would be to disobey.
And,
but to go forward,
you don't know.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard either way we go. We're just like in the middle of it now, and we just got to go through it. That's just the only way. So.
Yeah, I think it's good that you have 6 weeks before you cross the border.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you cross the border, it's kind of like, you already said bye to everyone.
Right.
This is just another road.
Yeah, exactly. So the Lord has a plan even for our 6 weeks, 7 weeks before we get down there. He's led us on a totally different route than we would have ever thought to take. We're going all the way north before we go all the way south. So we're going through Oregon and...
Gonna go to Yellowstone?
No, Yellowstone is off the list.
Oh, that was a
no. I know. It's funny. Well, there, when the group of them were down at the Pastors and Leaders Conference, they met some missionaries who used to work with Victor and Sonia, and they live in Canada.
And she's actually in Canada.
So it looks like we're gonna go up to Canada and visit them for a couple of days. So we'll leave California, go to Oregon, Canada, and then I don't know where else before we head all the way. So 3 countries in 7 weeks.
You can do it.
In a van.
This is why you don't have a trailer.
I know. The Lord has said no trailer. You're not taking any stuff with you. Pack 2 bags, whatever you can fit in the van. Even last night we decided we're not even taking our TV. Nothing. We're not taking anything.
Oh, you guys are going to be, like, super vagabond.
Yes.
Like, that's absolute freedom, though, when you really think about it. Like, yesterday, you're like, I think the Lord's calling you guys to come with us to Mexico. Yeah, I'm like, we are coming to visit. Scott and I have talked about it. He really doesn't feel led. Like,
I'll pray for that. I'm praying for other people to be missionaries.
We love to go and serve for a couple of weeks, and we love even longer if we can, if our time allows it. And I think growing up, I always thought I was going to be like a missionary doctor, just be Mother Teresa or something. But I don't know. I feel called to missions, but I don't know if it's on the hands and feet missions. I think the Lord's really blessed us with the financial means.
Yeah.
So that's always nice to be able to give and to support that way. But I'm like...
At the ladies' retreat, when I was sharing what we were doing a couple months ago, I was sharing that verse out of Hebrews, how God had called Moses to leave the palace. But I also said... God calls people to work from inside the palace too, like Esther. You know, she was put in the palace. So God calls both. We're support from here or to go there.
Well, but that is freedom. I think that's Scott's like goal one day, is like for us to have an RV and just vagabond around the world. I'm like, okay.
I think that's why it's so important to be debt free though, so that you can answer the call of the Lord when it comes.
Yeah.
So that was a big part of our journey too, is just being debt free and not owing anyone anything.
You guys owe nothing.
Nothing. And that was a 9-year journey in itself. So the Lord really brought us out of that.
Financial Peace University for us. Did you do that?
No, we listened to listened to MoneyWise, which is like a Compass Financial. What was this the founder's name? I can't remember his name. Larry Burkett.
Yes. Yeah. So. I don't know why that name always, I feel like it should be associated with someone else, but yes.
So, and just studying through God's word about what he says about your finances and the importance of
your kids.
Yeah, the kids.
The little ones?
Clueless,
yeah. Right?
Pretty much. I don't think they really understand. 5 and 6, like, they don't know.
I think I'll give them about 3 months. Nellie, about 3 months to realize.
Yeah.
Zay might be sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because I really love it. Henry, we're going to be in kindergarten. And Henry really, like, looks at her. We're going to be in Oaxaca.
I know.
I know.
Yeah, she doesn't like
Did I tell you the last time that Memes was over to spend a night? Like, I was driving them around, and they were just talking and about birthdays and stuff, and she goes, Pearl, like in the back seat, Pearl, what am I going to do without you? Like, what am I going to do without my Pearl for 3 years? Aww. And Pearl goes, oh, but we're coming in February. And Memes is all, oh, am I going to have an early birthday gift?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I'm like, no, Pearl, it'll be more of a, like, gift. A late birthday yeah. gift.
Your friend coming is the gift.
She goes, oh, she goes, and then she goes, how long are you going to stay? What are you going to do? When are you coming? I'm like, oh, my gosh. But it was, like, the sweetest things, because it would be, like, I'm listening to the conversation, it would, every, like, 45 to 30 minutes, what are we going to do? What am I going to do without you? And then Pearl's like, well, we can, like, email each other, and now they're like,
Marco Polo.
Hopefully that works out. Yeah. Do you have a new phone number when you're down there?
I don't think so.
Just a new chip, or no?
I don't know. I think it'll work down there.
Okay.
We switched over to Verizon because it's supposed to work in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S.
Oh.
So hopefully we have like Ooh. The One World plan or something.
Ooh, so hopefully we'll not be charged so much, except international fees. Because we're Verizon. Is it Verizon free?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I hope so.
I've been with them forever, and I don't even know what my plan is. I'm like,
I don't even know.
I've had the same phone number since I was 20.
I think I have too.
I'm 45.
Okay, you win. I'm 36. Like,
so anyone who's listening, if you're wondering what my phone number is, it's the same one from when you met me. It has not changed. I've had several phones, but the same number. Isn't that funny? Yeah, so when Mia says things like that, I can't even look at you, girl. And so
I pray that they will stay lifelong friends.
I know. Anna Paulson was really sweet on one of my posts. She goes, I've been friends with these three girls since I was 3 years old.
Oh.
She goes, we've all lived separately, we've all lived close, but we've always been friends because we bonded. Our foundation is in Jesus, yeah. So it's kind of like, oh, Miss Paulson.
I love
that lady.
Yes.
And I think between the two, I can really, like, McKenna always seems to be, like, the strong one, but you can hear it in her voice.
Uh-huh.
You can just hear it, like, in those quiet moments where she's like, I'm really going to miss.
Yeah. She's resolved herself to go, but she's, I think at this point she's doing it out of obedience to the Lord. She was very resistant. She was going to live with you.
Right. Still open.
She Could said, happen. I'm going to live with Miss Aurora. I don't want to leave school. And I said, okay, well, you need to pray about it. We're not telling you no that you can't go. That's
right.
Between you and the Lord. You have to find out what He wants you to do. And the Lord had put it on my heart to just ask her if she was called to be a missionary. And so I said, McKenna, do you think the Lord's called you to be a missionary? And reluctantly she was like, yeah. I said, well, then I think this might be a good opportunity for you to
practice
and get in there and get your feet wet. And so we didn't want it to be that we were forcing her to go, that
right.
we were throwing down the gauntlet, you have to go with us. And I think that would have caused a lot of bitterness and anger in her.
Yeah.
And really turned it over to the Lord, that we turned it over to the Lord, we let her turn it over to the Lord. And so I think there's a lot, it's hard for her to go, but there's a real softness and a real willingness to go now.
It's gonna be so fun to see her in 10 years.
Yes.
Because I can see where she's like, I don't want to go, but I want to go.
Yeah.
Because you know when the Lord tells you to do something, you're like, no, but okay. No.
Yep.
But okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay, right? Okay. At the end, like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah. So at least she's not going kicking and screaming.
And you're going to be doing fun stuff.
Hopefully. She might not deem it as fun, though, because she's a middle schooler now, so.
What is up with middle school? Why can't we erase that part?
Their brain just changes.
Like 6 through 7, no, probably 7 and 8, right, is really.
I don't know. We're just going into 7th, so.
I don't know, but then I see, like, Lee Horvat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they could turn out okay.
Yeah, they can be mature.
They could be mature with no drama. Like, I think she's the least drama-ish of everyone. I'm like, I could have a daughter like that.
Yep.
Hardworking.
Your daughter's pretty good about staying out of the fray.
Yes, I think with her, I have to decide about. I just pray for her. Like, I don't know. She's really selfish.
Take her on a mission trip.
I know. So hopefully we'll get to serve while you guys are down there. Or just have fun. We can do both.
You'll be serving us anyways just by visiting.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Scott knows we're going in February. I better just give him the dates.
Thank you, Scott, for coming to visit us, if you're listening.
I have it on our calendar, like, what the dates are. And I have a goal in August to buy my tickets, our tickets. Pearl's like, so every time she says she's pet sitting, did I tell you? She has to pay for her own flight.
If you want to go visit your friend, you better keep working, 9-year-old.
She's like, I'm all, yeah, you better keep working. You have to pay for our trip to Mexico. And she's like, why do I have to pay for everyone? I'm like, well, you can pay for your own because you're working. But we have to pay for us three. You have to pay for your own if you want to come.
Hey, if she was living in Mexico or Peru or something, she'd just be working to put food on the table for your family.
I know. She's like, oh, man. I'm like, one of her clients, she's watching this week, two cats. Evan's like, oh, do you just want me to give you cash or can I Venmo you? And I'm going, either way, I'm like, maybe I just have to open a link for Pearl. So I think I'm going to link Pearl's account to my Venmo,
Venmo
so I can, like, just siphon it into her bank account.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm just going to siphon it, and every month I'll take out her tithe and I'll take out her spending money. She really wants to save up for a dog, but I told her, you need to pay. Yeah, a dog.
Are you going to let her have a dog?
No.
Oh, so
no
much
way,
work.
Man. Yesterday she has like 3 new clients. Like, oh, Pearl, you got to walk Bacon. Oh, Pearl, you got to walk this dog. And I'm like, having a dog when we have like a neighborhood.
You did the rabbit thing, so.
The rabbit thing, Facebook popped up the photo of her and the rabbits when we first got it. Oh, poor coyote food.
Oh. See, and those can stay in a cage all day. You want a dog?
I know. I can't have a dog. I forgot you guys had a dog, right? For a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We had to find a new home for that when, it was like 2 weeks before Isaiah was born. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I'm having a third child.
Like, not do 3 kids and a dog. No.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. So much work.
I need a pedicure still.
I'll go with you.
I'm supposed to go today. What else are you doing today?
Oh, I got a list of things to do today.
I have to. When my father-in-law saw my toes at camping, goes, someone needs a pedicure. I'm like, oh, I better go.
Okay, that's bad. You better just go catch up with you in Oaxaca.
My father-in-law mentioned it, so I'm like, I've got to go. Like, right out of my Scott, I have to go on Monday. Man. All right. What time is it? You have a chiropractor?
Mm-hmm.
It's 9:03.
Yep.
So praying for...
Praying for safe travels.
Safe travels.
7 weeks of traveling in the van. Pray for that.
Are you... how do you think you'll do at language school?
Pray for that. I've really been praying that the Lord would just open our mind, that we would be able to learn quickly and that it would sink
in. What is it going to be like? Is it just...
It's like 4 hours a day of like intensive language study.
All conversational and translations?
No, it's like grammar and I don't know. There's like 4 different classes.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Even know the different types of classes. We sat in on some when we went and visited, but... So, pray for that. Pray that the Lord would just open our minds to understand and to be able to absorb the language. And for the kids. Pray for the kids that they would transition.
Are they doing language too, or just...
Cool. They're just throwing the deep end of the pool. All the kids speak Spanish. Most of your teachers speak Spanish. Best of luck to you.
You know who's going to be the most fluent?
They
Penelope.
Are. That's what they say. All the kids come out of after the 10 months. They all understand it. They might be a little hesitant to speak it, but they can understand it. So,
I think he is going to be the one who's going to be able to...
Yeah, the younger they are... The
bust it out.
Yep. And apparently, like, the younger they are, they don't even have like an accent. So, it'll be funny to see Penelope in a year be able to speak Spanish.
Between the two? Can you imagine her talking to Senora Cannon?
Oh my gosh.
I think Senora Cannon would be so...
Oh.
Blown away.
I know. It is funny. It's hard to imagine, but when we do go, when we're down in Mexico, the kids really try to use it a lot.
Yeah.
So it's really fun.
Maybe we'll do a... Like, you'll have to let us know when you're going to cross the border, and that whole week, all we're going to do is listen to Mexican music.
There you go.
And watch Mexican shows.
You know, you can switch your Netflix over to Spanish.
Oh, yes.
You're going to have to make the kids...
For like a week.
You just get to watch Netflix in Spanish.
Oh, we could and have subtitles, mm-hmm. right? Because then they can, like, connect the words with the the English words to the Spanish words. I bet you that's how we could do it.
You can.
It's almost like... I wonder if that's how... Maybe I'll start doing that while I'm editing. No, that's like 3 things my brain has to do.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I can't do that.
How'd you learn Spanish? By watching Netflix?
Oh, that is so genius. Yeah. I'm going to do it. Maybe for the rest of the summer, that's what I'm going to say. In honor of our friends who are serving the Lord in Mexico, the rest of the summer, we're just going to watch Netflix in Spanish. This will remind us to pray for them.
There you go.
And then when we Marco Polo, well, Marco Polo is bad, but can only recite our movies.
Our movies.
I can recite Moana in Spanish. Yeah. Oh man, that would be so funny.
That would be funny.
Okay. Pearl's gonna go, why?
I know.
Oh man. Scott's gonna think I'm nuts, but. He has to love me anyway.
He does.
So pray for the kids, school.
Travels.
House. Housing.
Oh, housing? I think we have our housing settled, so.
I heard it's not what you wanted.
Another option came through. Praise
the Lord.
See,
praise the Lord, because we prayed.
Yep. So another option came through, which is...
better?
A better choice for the kids. Yeah.
Less bugs, right?
Yes, less bugs. It has a bathroom that's inside the house. As
that is a
big across the yard. So praise the Lord for an indoor bathroom.
I can imagine you guys coming back with serious, like, UTIs.
Yeah.
Just holding it all the time. I can't go. It's across the yard in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah, our kids wouldn't have gone.
And are the rooms going to be individual still?
It'll be like kind of what we're used to here. Like a lot smaller, but
oh, yeah. Good.
Three enclosed rooms.
Ooh, praise the Lord on that one.
So, yeah.
Do you think Bill and Debbie are going to come visit you during his sabbatical?
I hope so. That would be awesome.
Let's go to Peru. Might as well stop by in Mexico. Do you hear that, Pastor Bill?
That would be really cool. They have like a Bible college in Peru.
I heard.
Yeah.
Peru has been on my list.
Yeah, I'd go to Peru.
I heard they have great coffee.
I don't think there's anywhere I wouldn't go. I'd prefer not to go somewhere cold.
I would like to go to India, but it's a half and half. Scott knows me too well. He goes, there's a lot of humans, Aurora. I'm like, yeah. He goes, you know what that means. I'm like, smell, odor.
Oh, that's true.
It's a lot of human odor.
It's a lot of human odor.
And that makes me sound so, like, shallow. But you guys, honestly, I have an issue.
Yeah.
I can't even stand the smell of celery, let alone my own kid when she smells. I'm like, times a gazillion humans. It's
that might be a little tricky. Yeah.
But Laura is good if he ever calls me over there.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure I'll just have Vaseline under my nose. But it's really not so bad. I mean, we went to Uganda.
Yeah.
And a bus full of different smelling people.
I was listening to Focus on the Family before I got here about somebody that has a project going in Uganda.
Oh, really?
It's a good, worth listening to.
I know, the Lord's been bringing like Africa like back in front of me. I'm like, oh, Scott, I think we need to go back. I don't know when we need to go back.
I'm reading a book right now called Kisses from Katie.
Uh-huh.
And she was 18, and her mom took her on a mission trip to Uganda. Uh-huh. I think it was Uganda. Whatever. It was Africa. And they came back, and 6 months later, she was like the homecoming queen on her way to college, and she left everything and went to serve over there.
Did she start an orphanage?
She's adopted like 13 kids or something. Yes. And,
I enjoy her. I think she works with, she works with my friend who has her own ministry in Jinja. Mm-hmm. This is another girl who's like single, out of college. She went on a missions with us, came home, went back, started a ministry. Mm-hmm. This ministry, just not a regular orphanage, but an orphanage for the disabled.
Oh, wow.
And for the unwanted kids. Oh. And so a lot of, like, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, just a lot of physical needs. And so I've been watching her ministry grow and people coming alongside her. Like, Tim Tebow's foundation has, like, sponsored their prom when they do their prom every year. Neat. So that was really neat the first year that he had it, that they were one of the orphanages that they all dressed up. And I'm like, I love you guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jinja. I think we will go. I don't know when. I just need to write it down. I used to write everything down. And check things off. At least it's written down. That's why I need to have the, that's why I put on the calendar Mexico.
Yes.
I think we're going February 22nd, maybe the day before, till March 2nd.
We'll be there. We're going.
And you guys still don't know if you're going to Rosarito for Christmas.
No, we don't. We don't know anything. I think we just need to get down there and figure it all out.
Because otherwise you have to go up and around to go.
Up and over.
And over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to Rosarito. Or, I don't know, maybe we'd fly home. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just be there for 10 months and won't come back until next summer.
And you may be at a different country.
Maybe. I have no idea what
I'm so excited. Isn't that the exciting part of this?
It is.
The flip side of the sadness and the fear.
The excitement of what is coming, where is the Lord going to lead us, what are we going to get into, what divine appointments does he have for us. Yeah, that's really exciting. The unknowns.
The unknowns. I hope you're writing all this down.
Yeah, journaling. Yeah.
Then in 10 years, I'll go back and edit, and we can write your book.
Perfect.
Okay. Actually, I'll have Scott edit, because he's so much better at it. If you guys don't know, one day I'll have my husband here, and I'll let you know. He's like the better half of me. I'm like scatterbrained. I'm like, ooh. Just because I have degrees does not mean that I'm great at it.
You're the entrepreneur.
Oh, man, so funny. All right.
All right.
Thanks, friend.
Thank you. Thanks,
I love you.
Love you. Miss you guys.
Yep. Date night tomorrow night.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. All right, everyone. That is it for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Ooh, you hung out with us for a long time today. But if you remember, and you remember the Mosleys, please pray for them. There is going to be a link on my Instagram, on my iTunes, wherever you hear this podcast, to go out, check out their blog. If you feel led to support them, that would be great. But in the end, keep them in your prayer. Yep. Hey, everyone. Again, go meet a friend for coffee. Put down your devices and support your local coffee shops. Bye, guys.